Hey, it's Rick. Real quick, before we jump into this episode of the podcast, I want to talk to you about the MIB Secret Society. This is a subscriber-only podcast where you get exclusive content. You get things that I would probably not say on the normal podcast. You get extra teachings and you get some really cool surprises directly from me. It's also a chance for us to get to know each other on a more personal level because I'm able to have email conversations with you. Unlike the people that just follow this normal podcast, we become closer. All right. So if that interests you at all and you want to support me, just go to rickbarker.com/secret. All right. Now let's jump in to this episode. There's a new music business for the 21st century, and now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business for almost 30 years. I'm a personal manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the thousands of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes in the business and to give you the mindset, tools, and resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
In today's episode of the podcast, I want to talk about some things that I would encourage you to stop doing. There are some things that are holding you back. There are some things that are getting in your way. There are some things that are keeping you from achieving the dreams and the goals that you ultimately want to get with your music. And I see it over and over and over again. So let's just talk about a couple of those. And then let me share with you some solutions, okay, on some things that you can do. One of the things that I want you to first stop doing is waiting. Too often I see artists sitting around waiting for opportunities, waiting to be discovered, waiting for people to find their music. It is so crowded out there right now that it is up to you to get your music and to get your message in front of the right audience. So if you're investing the time to write it, if you're investing the time and the money to record it, at least start investing in getting the knowledge to make sure that the right people are hearing your music. Unfortunately, not everyone's going to like your music. That's just life. But there are people that are out there that are within your reach with the proper knowledge and understanding of how to go find them that can absolutely change the game for you when it comes to getting your music heard and getting your music discovered. I'm going to share some resources inside the show notes on where you can go find out some of those things. Right now, with Instagram just opening up their automation and DM features and comment features and story features, that's a game changer. Facebook and Instagram ads are an absolute must if you are wanting to take that music of yours and put it out to a worldwide audience. The second thing that I want you to stop doing is feeling like you have to go at this alone. There is nothing worse than feeling like you are the only person on an island. I have been there. I have done that. And it took me a while. But when I found my people, that changed everything for me. When I started asking for help, when I came to the realization that I wasn't expected to know everything. Yes, even though I teach in this space, there are a lot of things that I don't know and a lot of areas that I don't consider myself qualified or an expert to share on. But I go out and I find people who are qualified and I find people who are experts and I make those introductions to all of you through that process. The same thing, there are other artists out there that are struggling with finding an audience right now. Identify who they are, partner up with them. You can grow your numbers by collaborating with other artists. There is no competition. The only person that I feel we're in competition with sometimes is ourselves. Sometimes we need to learn how to get out of our own way. And I think right now that, you know, there's a lot of artists that may not have an hour's worth of material, but they may have 15 or 20 minutes worth of, you know, music and material, and bring them onto your Instagram Live or bring them onto your Facebook Live, but start reaching out and looking for collaborators. Find people that you believe in. Now, you may not start the conversation off by reaching out, asking them if they're ready for this. Why don't you start with maybe sharing some of their music on your Instagram story, or telling people, hey, you should check out this really cool artist that I found. This is a great way to open up doors. That's how I make a lot of relationships, is somebody reaches out and shares my stuff. And I was talking to my buddy Michael Walker the other day from Modern Musician, and most people would consider Michael and I competitors because we both teach in the music space. We both, you know, offer courses. We both teach our own version of, you know, social media and running ads and things like that. But the thing is that if we all have the same goal and the same message, why not partner up and utilize that by strengthening our audience and strengthening our brand by collaborating and partnering with those people that you trust and respect? So I challenge you to go find yourself a couple artists out there and reach out and start that early collaboration, but start it off by doing something cool for them and asking for nothing in return. Okay. Start by just doing something awesome, not expecting anything, not asking for anything. See what kind of, you know, feedback you get from them, if any. And if they don't give you the feedback the first time, do it again. Okay. Not everyone's going to see everything that we do, but do it again. And at some point, if it's meant to be and it's the right collaboration, it will happen. And I wish you the best of luck on that also. And the last thing I want you to stop doing is self-sabotaging your career by not being consistent. Okay. I've been doing a lot of looking around the internet these days when people reach out to me and, you know, they say to me like, yo, bro, I need your help. And, you know, my audience, you know, my career's stuck. And then I look and I see that, you know, they post every 3 weeks, or the last time they released a single was Christmas of last year. While you're sitting around waiting for things to be perfect, there's someone with less talent that's engaging that audience of yours. Okay. So you must have some level of consistency if you want to continue to keep the audience that you worked so hard to get in the first place engaged. Okay. So keep up with that level of consistency. Stop feeling that you have to do this thing all by yourself. Get yourself some help. Get yourself a collaborator. Reach out and buy a course or get some knowledge or something to help you get that music out into the world, and stop waiting to be discovered. It's up to you to get your message in front of the right person. So I appreciate you being here. If we don't follow each other on Instagram, hit me up at Rick Barker Music. Also, if you wouldn't mind, if you're a person that would take the time to rate a podcast, you know, leave a comment, leave something, a rating, a review, I would appreciate it. So there are links in the show notes to this episode. You can find past episodes by going to rickbarker.com/podcast. And I will talk to you sooner rather than later. Ciao.